Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Tenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí. Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió. Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no. Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de lo que era.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie vive. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Ay, ay, peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Heavy, you want to music. Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área. Colombia, RT, ya tú sabes qué es lo que es. Ya.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? How was your weekend? Oh, yeah, fun. Spring break is going on for college kids. And I think they're trying to have an invite week this week. So if you're enjoying spring, it's on the way. It's right around the corner. I think time changed this weekend, if I'm not mistaken, which is cool. It was hot today in South Carolina. I like it. It was 60 to 70 degrees. Nice day out and to be about. You know how I start the show off with a little motivational, a little food for thought, or however you want to take it. Careful who you tell your dreams to, because some people will destroy your dreams before they get started good. What I'm saying is some people will commit abortion on your dreams or plant seeds in your life to make sure your dreams don't come forward, because they don't have no understanding. Today the show is about the eagle, the vulture, and the chicken. It's about birds of a feather flock together. If you don't know anything about yourself, look at the friends that you hang around with. Do you ever notice that you ain't see a crackhead hanging with nobody that don't use crack? Or somebody that like the club and hang with somebody that don't like the club? People that usually hang together have the same common interests or the same thought process. Like, for example, you'll see a bunch of golfers hanging around together, and you see a bunch of people that like football hanging around together, but you won't see the mix of the two. And that's what it is. The old saying, be careful of the company you keep, is very true. Because the company you keep can either bring you up or bring you down. It's up to you as a person. And remember this, everybody is not your friend. Everybody's not going to like you. People that want so much friendship are people with low self-esteem or with issues with themselves. Because you're not going to make everybody happy. Your goal in life is not to make everybody happy. The only person you can make happy is yourself. And that's about it. And that's the bottom line. Not just because I say so, but be careful who you let inside your circle. A lot of times, when they're not. But anywho, we're going to go on into the show. I'd like to give a shout out to Ruby Webb and Gatson, Stacy, Jennifer, Jason, to my niece and to my nephew. Thank you for joining Food for the Soul. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at WELDON or 112@gmail.com. Once again, that's WELDON or 112@gmail.com. Or check out my website, chefremonewelton.com. You'll find my information there. Food for the Soul menu. Chicken wings, mac and cheese, green beans, the dessert, red velvet cake, strawberry shortcake. Check out my website or check out my blog. The recipes will be on there. And I can't wait to get into the show because it's going to be a good show. The eagle, the vulture, and the chicken. Each bird has its own unique characteristics and its own description on things they can and can't do. But we're going to start out with the eagle because, you know, everybody wants to be an eagle. An eagle eye is almost as large as a human's, but its sharpness and at least four times that of a person with perfect vision. That means it can see pretty far. Interesting fact, the eagle is a bird of prey. They have been known to carry a baby deer in mid-flight. Remember, this bird is only 20 pounds. And I don't know, but I think a deer weighs about 100-some pounds, and that's dead weight. This bird can pick up a baby deer in dead weight and fly with it. Wow, that's crazy. Eagles have powerful talons which help them catch prey. Eagles build their nests on a cliff or in tall trees. There are 60 different species of eagles. The bird has a wingspan of 2 meters. That's 6.6 feet. And like I said, weigh up to 20 pounds. As we know that the eagle is a bird of, it's a symbol of the United States of America. It represents strength. It represents power. Is that a bird of war, a powerful bird, and everybody wants to soar with the eagles. Now, I'm going to tell you something about an eagle, how it relates to people and their personalities. An eagle soars high, and most of it spends its life with one mate, and they lay 2 eggs per season. The stronger bird of the younger sibling killed the other one. So that means the strong will survive. not everybody meant to be an eagle. And when I think of eagle, I think of your CEOs, your generals, the president. You know, people in top leadership positions, those are your leaders because they're so high than anybody else. We're going to go on to the vulture. I know y'all see them on the road picking at dead things, and they're doing their job. Vultures have very keen eyesight. It is believed that they are able to spot 3-4 cockroaches from 4 miles away on open plains. Vultures have excellent sight, sense of sight and smell to help them locate food. And they also find a dead animal from a mile away. Vultures have large territories. Vultures also have bacteria in their stomach that help them break down food because they're supposed to eat dead things. They have something in their stomach to keep them from getting sick. A lot of other birds don't have this, but a vulture does. Vultures have weak legs and feet, but they do have powerful bills. Vultures usually eat dead things, but they will attack a weak animal or a sick animal if they have to. How does a vulture relate to your life? I'm going to tell you how in 5.5 seconds. You have people in your life that never let go of your past. They always hold on to your past. When you're doing better, they're always there to remind you of what you used to do or how you used to do and when you used to do it. That's a vulture. They love dead things. They bring dead stuff and they leave with dead stuff. I'm talking about gossip, hearsay, this and that. That's what a vulture does. You do not want a vulture in your life. Oh, you know your vultures when you see them. Because this is what they tell you. Girl, have you heard what happened at the club last weekend? Yeah, such and such with such and such baby mama. Girl, if you think I'm lying, let me call somebody to verify. See, they got to get somebody to verify. And they'll be like, let me hit you right back up. Because I'm telling you, all you got to do is ask. And boy, she sure will tell you because we was together. Yeah, we seen them two. They were cutting the rug and doing the jitterbug and they're doing everything else. Be careful of them voices in your life. I'm talking about the eagle, the vulture, and the chicken. See, not everybody's going to be an eagle, but not everybody's going to be a vulture either. But boy, we got a whole bunch of vultures in our lives. We got vultures in the church. We got vultures in the community. We got vultures in our family. We got vultures everywhere. You ain't gonna find a whole lot of eagles. They're hard to find eagles. But boy, you sure gonna find a whole bunch of buzzards always hanging around, always trying to bring you dead news or useless information. Nothing that can feed you. See, you are what you eat, believe it or not. And that's how they know to bring you dead stuff, because you probably are vulture too. You like dead things yourself. Let me stop. You might not want to hear no more because it might be hurting your little feelings. But we do have a lot of vultures in our lives. And it gets on my nerves. They always can remember when you used to do and what you used to do, but you done grown up from that. Remember, when I was a child, I thought like a child, but when I became a man, I put away my childish things. But see, vultures don't grow. They can't grow. They're on their level. And that's why they are vultures. Because they're always seeking to devour dead things. And not only do they do that, they're waiting to get to a lowest moment so they can attack you and destroy you or finish kicking you out of this world. The reason why I'm talking about these two birds today is because some people don't know their place. An eagle will never hang out with a vulture, and none of these birds will hang out with a chicken. The first two birds are birds of prey. One like to hunt, and one like to look for dead things. Remember that. One like to hunt, and one like to look for dead things. An eagle can carry a small deer in the air. Remember, this bird is like 20 pounds. Remember, I said that. The eagle is a bird of war. It is a symbol of pride, war, and strength. A vulture is known for finding dead things and eating them. Be careful of vultures. Like I said, people that never let your past die. Some people will never let you forget your past because they're going to regurgitate it any time they get a chance. Yeah. She thinks she's such a good wife. Remember when she used to be a crackhead whore? Or a crack whore? Or when she used to be an alcoholic? Remember that? That's what a vulture does. Remember, birds of a feather flock together. In the kingdom, everything has a place and a plan and a purpose. But it's up to you to know your place, your plan, and your purpose. It's up to you. You can be an eagle, a vulture, or a chicken. Remember, you can hang out with, remember who you hang out with tells you what you are. And the people that you date reflect the same. Ooh, this is getting deep. But I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Now we're going to talk about the chicken. So I get a two-piece and a biscuit and some hot sauce. Gotta have that hot sauce for that chicken. Gotta have that little jalapeno pepper. You know, I can see the stew sweating in my mouth right now. Gotta have that. See, the other two birds you can't eat because they were not designed for mass consumption. You can't hunt an eagle because it's a federal offense to kill one. It's $10,000 and maybe 5 years in the federal penitentiary. And it's also against the law to kill a buzzard, but or a vulture. But I'm like, she's something anyway. Who wants to cook that up here anyway? They eat dead things. So remember, you don't want to eat that anyway. But the chicken, we got love for the chicken. You can eat the whole thing from the rooter to the tooter, to the all. But you want to know what makes me want to talk about the chicken? See, you got to have an opposite of everything. See, up has down, left has right, east has west, south has north. And what's the opposite of an eagle? Not but that chicken. But that chicken tastes good. KFC, Bojangles, Turkey Cheese, the church. You know they be frying that chicken at that church. Now come on, don't be playing. That's why I picked the menu that I did. Everything ties in together. Yeah, you know them chicken wings and that fried, you know that fried chicken and wings and that cabbage and that tea and that macaroni and cheese. And that red velvet cake, good. Got to have it. Got to love it. But when you think of a chicken, you think of a coward. Something that's weak. Something that's domesticated. See, the other two birds are not domesticated. They're not. Eagles fly high and alone, and a buzzard stay in the top of the trees looking for dead things. But a chicken, they're in a group at the bottom, in a coop. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'd rather be an eagle than a chicken any day. not only do we put chickens in a scary group, but you have some chickens in your life. People that are scared to step out on faith. People that are scared to go forward in life. People that are just afraid to do anything. So they stay in their position. They stay with the masses. They don't branch out or stick out or anything. They just go with the flow. They don't want to turn no apple cart. They ain't trying to make no noise. They ain't trying to disturb no peace. But let me tell you something about something. Even though a chicken tastes good, you don't want to be a chicken. Because remember, a chicken don't leave nothing. They follow everything. Remember that chickens follow, they don't leave. And we have a whole lot of followers, not no leaders. People that do leave, they want to tear them down. They talk behind their back. That's what a chicken does. They throw the rock and hide the hand. But they're good for frying. They're good for stewing. They're good for eating. But they ain't good for nothing else. They're good for consumption. Wow. This is getting deep in food for the soul. Time of year, we got a whole bunch of chickens that go out and spend big money on Jordans, Michael Kors bags, because they want to be affiliated with that person. That's what, like I said, a chicken is part of the masses. They don't stand out alone, but they still get their head chopped off. You're not going to get an eagle like that because it's too high, but it comes down low, but it go back up high again. See, an eagle is a smart hunter. See, it'll pick a snake up and fly it off and let the snake go in mid-flight. See, the snake don't have no power in the air because it's free-falling. It has no wing. But see, on the ground and in the water, a snake is pretty swift. Eagle won't stand a chance. But see, the eagle knows if I change the position of the fight, I'm going to dominate this fight. And see, that's the problem with a lot of us now. We don't study our opponent. We just jump in the ring and do what we do and make a mess worse. See, I'm going to go ahead and say what I got to say. We got a whole lot of chickens. We got, you know, you understand, we got chicken heads. Girls that dress any kind of way, say any kind of thing, do any old thing, ain't nobody want them like that. But 12 o'clock, some man will call a chicken when he can't get what he really wants. See, a man, I'm going to tell you something. A man wants an eagle, but when he can't find an eagle, he'll settle for a chicken any day. He might even set up for a vulture. It just depends. But he would trade a chicken head in, or a vulture, or a gossiper in, or a drunken woman in any day for that queen, that eagle. Like I say, birds of a feather flock together. And you can always tell a person about who they date. If you want to know about that person, ask them about the people that they date in their life. You will see. When you're used to dating nothing, you don't have nothing. See, self-esteem ain't no joke. See, there's taking order to what I'm saying. There's the eagle, the CEO, the go-getter, the one that don't mind swooping low but going high. Then you got the vulture. They don't want to go high, but they want to pick at dead things and live off dead things. They don't want nothing alive. And then you got the chicken. Full chicken. I didn't talk about the chicken facts, but there are some. A chick. some Tommy Day by the Chicken. They are able to remember up to 100 people. Chicken have different alarm calls. Chickens are able to comprehend that when an object is taken away and hide from them. Still exists. I'm not saying a chicken is dumb, but nobody wants to be a chicken. But we got a whole bunch of chickens out there. Hens are extremely affectionate caring mothers. Taste sweetness in food, but they can taste salt and they try to avoid it. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com or check out chefremonweldon.com. That's my website, y'all. Hit it up. Look at it. Read the recipes. Enjoy yourself. Take time in. Go get the ingredients and make some of the dishes and put your own twang to it. Now we're going to recap. This shouldn't take long, but I want you to think about what I'm saying. Birds of a feather fly together. You got your eagles, which is people like starting their own businesses, CEOs, people that don't mind working for themselves, people that like to soar, people that believe in perfection, people that stand for something, and then, boy, you got your vultures. Woo! You got your vultures, your buzzards. People that run and tell this and carry that. People that like to live off of dead information. People that can't let your past go. Child, I remember that person, they are preaching now? I remember when they used to do crack. I remember when they used to be in the club. She married now? Who's going to marry her? I remember she used to lay down for everybody. Everybody had a piece of that. Like you can't change now. See, that's how a buzzard do. They don't let you. They don't let go of your past. Oh no, they remember like clockwork. The date, the time, the year, your age. They remember it all. They make sure to get the story straight. You do not want to flock with a bunch of vultures. But if you are a vulture yourself, then you don't see that wrong with it. You are who you ain't. You association bring on assimilation. Remember that association bring on assimilation. So if you're a buzzard, you do buzzard things. And then, like I said, two pieces of chicken and a biscuit and some hot sauce and some macaroni and cheese, some mashed potatoes. Gotta have them sides. Chicken by itself. Yeah, you can eat chicken with bread. Who can't do that? Or some rice or something. What I'm saying is, not everybody going to soar high with the chicken. I mean, the vultures. I mean, the eagle. Lord, I'm tripping on myself. Because I'm saying, you got a lot of people that follow what somebody else tells them to do. They can't think for themselves to follow their masses. Yeah, they spend big money on shoes, buy high-priced cars, high-priced jewelry, just to be seen. You know, that was saying an empty wagon makes a lot of noise? Well, that's a chicken. I mean, I ain't saying they're dumb. All chickens are not dumb. But that old saying, birds of a feather flock together, is true when it comes to the pecking order of these things. You know why chicken and an eagle ain't going to make it? It's all about the perception. See, perception in hindsight of 2020, hindsight of 2020, it's all about your perception of things. See, an ego, he's protected by the federal government. He can go any place he want to go. Ain't nobody going to touch an ego. You know how to see that happen. You ain't going to see nobody kill an ego because the fine is $10,000, I think. Well, you can look it up. You got Google. Then ain't nobody want no buzzet. I don't care how you dress it up. It's just a buzzet. It eat dead things. It's a vulture. You can't. They just live because nobody want to be bothered with them. They're alone. They're on their own. They hold it down for themselves. And they do a good job at it. We all love chicken. Like I say, they go from the root to the tooth. You can make chicken stock, make chicken noodle soup. Some people like the foot or delicacy, believe it or not. Yeah, some in Asian culture, in African culture, I think, don't quote me on that, but the foot is a delicacy. They cannibalize the foots and eat them. We, on the other hand, see, I'm a breast man. I love chicken breasts. I ain't gonna lie. I like the breast and the wings. I love me some wings. Teriyaki is my favorite. And we know some people like the thighs and the legs. And then you got the chicken necks. I don't care for that too much. Then you got the chicken liver and gizzards. Boy, that good for real with some hot sauce. I ain't lying. That's good eating. I know you're probably getting hungry listening to the episode, because I think I'm getting kind of hungry too. Because, boy, you start talking about that chicken, boy, that thing put a smile on your face, boy. I ain't lying. Who don't like chicken? This summer, it's going to be a lot of chicken on the barbecue grill. As a matter of fact, man, when that chicken is going to sell, like the meat sales and stuff, 20 pounds of chicken for like $10, man, your nigga going to hit that up. Stop playing with it. Stop joking. You know you got them leg quarters with the barbecue sauce. I think barbecue makes everything taste better. I really do. Don't you? So please check out the website. Please email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. If you have any questions or feedback, because I'm fighting it now, man. I'm hungry. I ain't gonna lie. I'm fighting as I'm talking to you about that chicken. I think I might give me a chicken breast or something. I don't know, though. See how that's going to go down in the DM. It's SC. Well, I said, oh, that's the sign. It's going down in the DM. So remember this. Be careful, people that don't let you fly high and remind you of your past. And sometimes you don't always want to be in a group setting. Sometimes you want to be alone. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you want to be alone. That's cool. But remember, be careful of the company that you keep. Remember that. If you want to hang with anybody, hang with the eagles, the people that try to start their own business. The people that got college degrees. The people that are doing big things. You do not want to hang with a vulture. And you sure, well, it's up to you. Remember, this has been the eagle, the vulture, and the chicken. which bird are you? Or which characteristics do you have? Do you have that of the eagle, or the vulture, or the chicken? That means, are you strong? Are you a symbol of war? Are you a symbol of pride, respect, honor, all that stuff that go with the eagle? Or are you just good with some, or are you just like being with the dead things? Or are you like to be good with the sides? It's up to you, player. Ladies, up to you. Everything is entirely up to you. So remember, this is getting food for the soul with Chef Ramon Clayton Weldon. And I'm an eagle. I'm going to throw that out there like that. I'm not no chicken because I'm not scared to try anything new. I don't run with the masses. I have my own idea, my own train of thought. That's what makes me unique. But it's up to you to do what you want to do. And I don't like a lot of dead things around me. So email me at WLDONR112@gmail.com. Hope you enjoy the show. And remember, birds of a feather flock together. Assimilation bring on assimilation. I mean, association bring on assimilation. Peace. Cock-a-doodle-doo.